Welcome to Shenanigans. This is Aisha.
Hello, hello, it's Bria.
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Hey, hey, it's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Shenanigans.
Welcome back, guys.
We are back once again.
We got a good one for you today. But I sound like Steve Harvey, didn't I?
Oh my god.
Got a good one for you today.
But we actually have a mini today because some of you all loved our mini so much that we've decided to make them an every other week thing. So
every 2 weeks. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's the same thing. I don't know why, but every 2 weeks sounds longer than every other week. I don't know why. It just sounds like every other week comes up more often than when you say every 2 weeks.
You're stressful.
It's nap time.
You're stressful.
I need to go.
Get started, Britt.
I know.
So, anyways, we got a mini today, and Tyra got the topic.
All right, y'all. What's up, what's up, what's up?
We're going to talk about deal breakers today. What are your deal breakers, or what were your deal breakers? Did some of them change? So,
did you conceive some things?
Yeah.
Right. That's.
So, what's y'all deal breakers?
What is something you just
What's yours, Aisha?
Have? Aisha got a good one, y'all. So, we're just going to get this rolling.
Y'all are annoying. Well, one of my deal breakers is that, you know, you can't have a smelly penis.
So hygiene.
Hygiene. I don't want to smell that you've been sweating all day.
That is so funny.
Like some boys, y'all ain't never met some boys that just stink.
Like,
yeah. They just stink. Yeah.
It's not that appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm real sensitive to smells. And I hurt their feelings, and I'm not trying to. Like, I'd hold my mouth.
Oh.
I'd hold my nose. I gag. Just was sitting next to them. Like, so you have to smell nice. Or I can't do anything. I can't sit next to you. I can't kiss you. Can't have sex with you. I can't lick anything. I can't do anything.
Oh my gosh.
She about to gag talking about it.
Oh my gosh.
So you gotta smell real nice, like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you on that.
And
though.
I can't smell you when you come from the gym. You need to shower before you come see me.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Hygiene is a real. Yeah.
Hygiene's a good one.
Yeah. And having clean drawers.
Oh, clean drawers that don't look like you've had them since the fifth grade.
Oh.
You need to have some teeth.
And breath got to smell
teeth.
Good too. I hate stinky breath.
You had some dudes that had no teeth?
Like, yeah, bruh. Like, the back teeth somehow. You know, like, when people, like, are in sports and stuff, they should be getting knocked out, but it's like, get it fixed. Get that
no.
Fixed.
Stanking
no.
breath.
Mm. No,
I can't do it.
Can't do somebody that smokes cigarettes.
Stank breath. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all. Breath.
I went on a date with this dude. He had 6 figures. We went bar hopping.
See.
I walk outside. This Negro pulled out a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, I would have threw
up.
And
I was like, take me home.
I would have threw up.
That is it. Because
that's nasty.
Party is over. You smoking. Okay.
Smoking cigarettes is horrible.
Smoking some thing on
cigarettes. Yeah, that's definitely a deal breaker. That's one very big turn off for me. That's nasty.
Sounds nasty.
Smoking cigarettes.
It does. Yes. Smoking. That's why smokers be together.
Yes.
True.
Because that's nasty. You cannot not smoke and be with a smoker. Like, I just don't even see how that goes together. That's nasty.
First of all, you ain't about to be spending $200 on motherfucking
exactly.
While you
exactly.
with me anyway.
That's ridiculous. Expensive yeah. habit.
That's a whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. a whole mm-hmm. trip.
Want a bad bitch. Hey.
Now that
makes sense.
Y'all try
it. Hey.
Jeannie, what you got? What's a deal breaker?
Let me see. I don't know. I think that this has kind of changed over time, but having kids,
I was just like, about to ask
that. I mean, I would give it a try. I would give it a try like, no. And see how it goes. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that's just like, I don't know. I always wanted to, I don't know, have my own family. I mean, I guess you could still have family if you have kids, but I don't know. I just want to be the first person that person had a child by. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to be the first, probably. I told y'all this. But I want to be your first in something. Like, carrying your child to be something special. People are like, well, you might be their first wife. I get it, but... I don't know. I'm changing too. Because we're getting older now. It's very rare that you come across like an older, mature man that might not have a kid. Mm-hmm. So it's shifting. But for right now, I'm not ready to be nobody's mama. And the baby mama drama is not my drama. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, if you got drama,
then that's different.
That's different. But if you have kids, different. I don't really care as long as you're taking care of them, because I don't ever have to be around your kid if I don't want to. So kids are fine, but if you got drama, if you got a whole bunch of baby mamas, if you're not taking care of them, then
but a deal breaker for me is if you do have a child and you don't take care of your child, okay, now I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Of course,
you obviously ain't gonna do nothing for it.
Okay.
Are you constantly got some mean shit to say about their mama? Like,
right.
You wasn't feeling all that when y'all was making that baby.
Oh,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't do all that.
Unless you real crazy. Unless you just somebody that's just crazy.
Don't matter. You still laid up with her.
I don't want to hear about it all the
you
time.
You still laid up with her. Because of you. Because of your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, I mean, don't be talking about it all the time. I mean, you can tell me what happened, but don't constantly talk about her. I don't hear about her.
What about personality traits? Like, what's something that you just can't get with?
You're a pathological liar. Because we have a whole family in whole different states to be making you feel like.
There you go.
Here go, Bria.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I can't. I feel like I cannot deal with somebody that's real, like, egotistical. Somebody like, if we're out, you always gotta be that person, the center of attention, or just that
like a flashy person,
somebody narcissistic, like an asshole type of, you know.
They always gotta be in the mix.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be social, but everybody don't gotta know you.
Yeah, don't feel like you always have to be, like, have that
everybody
attention.
Everybody know my nigga.
I got one of them.
Everybody
so
know
Reed.
That shit.
I mean, it's cool, you know, you have to be that person. He likes that shit though. He'll be like, I'm tired of these bitches. He likes it. Well, Reed, he kind of got it naturally because of his job, so everybody just knows him when they see him. But yeah, I was gonna name somebody but never mind because they might listen. But I call them the city celebrities.
Like, oh yeah, Indianapolis, oh yeah, so, because they're status, like, people that I'm talking about. Go grow. Put that on a shirt. Hello, go grow. What other personality
being conceited, definitely.
I can't get with nobody that's not funny.
Oh yeah, I gotta
like
have some
you know
humor.
What I mean.
Always
I love to laugh.
Humor.
I love to play. If you just serious all the time,
I'm too
like,
goofy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm way too goofy. So could nobody be with me if they were not like funny?
No,
like, that would not work.
You got to be funny, bruh.
Yes, I agree. I always looked for that in my mate or whoever I was dating. Like, they had to be funny.
What about? Go ahead, Jen.
No, I was gonna say somebody that. Like, I want my man to be able to connect with me on an emotional level, but
can't be
like,
don't be too emotional. Yes,
emotional to me.
Yes, emotionally unstable. Nobody metro.
No. That's gonna get a little bit emotional and.
Okay, so what about on a deep level? What about spiritual beliefs? Oh, could you date somebody who had a different belief than you? If they didn't believe in anything, or if it was just something different, like,
I don't know. Well, I think I could, because, you know, I've dated older people, and some things that they said, you know, like, one of the things that they probably wish they would have done earlier, or some things that they feel like, the main things they feel like has changed is,
you know, their belief, their spiritual belief, just over time. And, you know, just hearing their, I guess, the reasons why, I mean, kind of makes sense. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's a deal breaker for me. I mean, I would want you to believe in something, you know, if it isn't the same thing that I believe in. But
it's not a deal breaker for me, but I kind of, well, see, I'm more, I would say, I guess, more religious, more spiritual than my husband, but he never like belonged to like a church or anything. I do. And it was weird for me when we had our marriage counseling and, you know, he's been like baptized and all of that, but it was just interesting because I wanted him to join my church before we got married, but it didn't happen. But I had to understand from his standpoint why he wasn't as, because he believes in God and all of that. Like, it's not that he doesn't, but he's not a fan of the church. And I get it. Everybody has their own, you know, things with that, because, you know, of hypocrites and all that crazy stuff. So I get it. And he's like, you know, I just, and then because I was trying to force him at one point, and it was like, yeah, I can't do that. Like, I mean, if that's not what he wants to do, I can't do that. So it did make me think a little bit, because I was like, okay, I said, he's not exactly on the same level as me as far as that, but he still believes in God. So, like, I can't, you know, I just, that was something I had to, you know, kind of come to terms with. Like, I can't force him to join my church if he doesn't want to. Like, this is something that he would need to do on his own. Like, I can't do that. But no, like, that was definitely something I thought about, though. But yeah, it wasn't, it obviously didn't end up being a deal breaker, but I had to understand some stuff from his, point too, to kind of get over it. But yeah.
Bria, could you date somebody with a different spiritual belief than you?
I don't think I personally could, just because the way I've been like raised around that, and how, like, especially if I'm going towards marriage, I think God always needs to be the center of your relationship for it to like really be balanced out and work. I mean, obviously, if I'm trying to date someone and they believe in like a higher spiritual power and being, and it's not like Buddha or something, like, I can maybe try to go with it. But I definitely don't think you could be an atheist or worship a different God than me. Is, yeah, that's just not gonna work. We ain't on the same page, and we're definitely not equally yoked if that's the case. So
Aisha is shaking her head no. Absolutely not. She's not going.
I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. So, but I don't know. No, probably not. Only because I'm very...
It wouldn't be a deal breaker, or it would be?
It would be because I am very ignorant to other religions, in the sense of I just don't know a lot. I've never been interested to know a lot. And I mean, I've taken classes on religion and learned a few basics that I don't even remember. Like, I wouldn't even want to be put in that situation where, you know, I could be disrespectful to that person and not mean it. You know, and not do it on purpose. Yeah. But, and to the same point as Bria about everything she said.
I don't know. I think when it comes to, you know, religion or just having a spiritual belief, I feel like it's kind of different for me, because I mean, y'all know like my background when it comes to family, and I never had that, you know, grounded foundation of some type of spiritual belief. So it's just like growing up, you know, I didn't get a lot of it. We didn't go to church. So I don't really have that experience. So I mean, it's kind of different for me, because I've dated people who were, and it, I mean, it didn't conflict, but
It was different
because they tried to like push certain things. I mean, it's like, well, give me a chance to like, you know, give me a chance or opportunity to come towards it. Don't like, you know, make me feel bad because I haven't done these things that you've done. And I think that's where I have an issue. It's like, you know, you can believe in what you want to believe in, but just because I don't have the experience like you do, because I didn't, you know, I wasn't raised in a house like that where we, you know, went to church and stuff like that. We went to church. My bad, y'all. Hit the microphone. I'm not laughing because it's not this. You're talking about something serious, so I'm not laughing because of that. But it's like, I have an issue when it comes to like, you know, you like treating me different, or you making me feel bad because you know I'm not doing what you expect or want me to do.
Right. But I do agree with you, Brett. People can tithe and offer, give their offerings differently. So I don't think you have to go to church necessarily to be a Christian or spiritual or you know, believe in God. So I could be okay with that. Like, obviously, right. I would want to find, like, a church home with my partner.
Right.
But, I mean, I have heard, like, a lot of people, especially with, like, these Greenleaf shows and stuff.
Oh, like, that's my show. Right. That's
thinking,
my show.
Thinking differently about a black church and, like, oh, yeah. where the money's going and how all these empires of churches are mm-hmm. becoming a thing and people are becoming rich off of being pastors, and that's mm-hmm. not the case. I mean, that's not supposed to be the case. So I get that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely have some conversations about that. But, like, I need you to believe in my Lord and Savior.
Yeah. No, I definitely had to believe in God for sure, because yeah. I definitely wouldn't have been going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had one. Oh, family oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yo, gonna be my next. You, yeah. we on the same yeah, way. Okay.
Family. Me.
Ooh, y'all ugly. We're supposed to be singing our song too.
Oh, we singing our song. Oh, we got a song.
Oh, no. Just very family oriented in the way of, like, I don't want you to, like, obviously introduce me to your family like week one. But, like, if you're being kind of sketchy about introducing me to your family, and I don't know, like, your family dynamics and the reasons behind why you're not trying to bring me around. Like, I'm very close to my family. Like, y'all know, I just had a whole mm-hmm. girls trip with 16 mm-hmm. ladies coming from Columbus to enjoy Indianapolis. Because, like, that's just a big deal for me. Like, mm-hmm. it could be a Friday night and we just have a game night and a bonfire. And, like, that's right. really awesome to mm-hmm. me. So if you're not about that kind of stuff, and some people had a different family dynamic and don't have mm-hmm. that history with family, but even if you can integrate into my family, that would be amazing to me. But if you can't, then it's kind of like eh.
Yeah, I'll them same way too.
Yeah, I think it depends. I look at it twofold. I look at your relationship with your family now, and then I look at your future thoughts on wanting a family. Mm-hmm. Because you could come from a broken household, you know, and you have gotten away because it was toxic, and it's yeah. healthier for you to not be around your family. But in that instance, if you decide, well, I want to have my own and I'm going to do right. better, I think I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. But if you come from a toxic family and you haven't dealt with that, you haven't, you know, gone through the steps you need to do to heal from that, and you don't want anything to do with family at all, I don't think that's something that yeah, I could get with, right. period. Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm definitely the same as Bria, because my family's very family oriented, and my spouse or significant other, whatever, definitely had to fall into that, because we do a lot of things together. Like, when we go out to eat, my immediate family is like 15 people. So it's like, it's a lot of us. So we always have little events, just stuff we do at my parents' house. We all get together, like New Year's Eve. It's like a yearly tradition. We all go to my parents' house, play games, drink, go crazy, play games, all types of stuff. So that's definitely something that I looked at, and that had to happen for me, in order for me to move forward. And it was really good for Sharif, because his family isn't that family oriented. Right. He has a smaller family. I have a bigger family than him. So even told me, he's like, I really like how family oriented your family is, because my family isn't like this. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, joined in pretty, you know, easily and really enjoyed it. But that definitely would have been a deal breaker for me, yeah. though, for sure.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I can't tell if I was about to burp or not.
Oh,
it was just a burp.
Please, so Lord, because I ain't got
Because sometimes
time.
They feel the same.
Yeah. Oh, no. Aisha, we got to get it together.
I'm gonna make fun of your whole pregnancy.
Clearly. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I lucked out, real life, lucked out with, and they're not perfect, but with Nick's family, because they are very different than mine. They're very close. Like, I met them all the first week we were dating. Not kidding. Aunts, grandmas, everything. Because he took me to church and they all went to the same church. So he was very family oriented, especially being the only child. Like, they've always been close, and my family's pretty dysfunctional. They've gotten better. But we're still pretty dysfunctional. But the difference I've seen is, since his family is so close all the time, holidays are big, but not huge. And with my family, holidays are huge because we're not close all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's been something that was kind of hard to adjust to, since Nick usually works holidays and I can't always go there. And I'm like, I'm pretty lonely. Like, so that's just been something recently that I've kind of tried to communicate. Like, we should probably change this, because this is kind of getting on my nerves. But yeah, definitely family oriented. Deal breakers.
Mm-hmm. You got some real shallow ones? Or did you have some real shallow ones?
Mm. height was always one for me. That's kind of height. Yes. Like, they have to be a certain height. Like, can I get at least over 6 foot?
Yeah.
You know, I just need to be able to wear some heels and you still be tall.
Yeah.
It's shallow. I know. I'm trying to change.
No, I understand. I mean that, though. I get it. I get it. Height was never.
What about? What about
the way they dress?
Oh, yo, shoes. If you got dusty shoes, you got to, you can't.
Oh my god.
That was a good one, Jimmy. That might be shallow, but I don't give a hell.
I don't care.
Your shoes can't be dusty. I'm sorry. That's not happening. Hilarious. I'm sorry. That's the serious one.
Oh my gosh.
And luckily I don't have that problem because my husband worked at a shoe store, so I looked up. But that was definitely one.
Oh my gosh.
For sure.
I just keep thinking about one of my ex boyfriends. Oh my god.
What a mine too. Oh my god. Yes, his shoes were terrible.
His shoes, when he dressed, he wore a lot like a plaid, but like elementary plaid that you would put your 6 or 8 year old in.
Oh no.
Oh my god, he dressed terrible. Oh,
no. Yes. Yes. Terrible. Yes. Dressed terrible and shoes was terrible. I just could buy it. I had to buy him nice shoes. Like, it was bad.
I ain't buy him shit.
And nice clothes, too. No, and nice clothes, too. I was tripping. I shouldn't have bought his ass shit.
I broke up with him because there was other reasons. But yeah. I'm like, I'm looking fly.
Right. We going on dates. And you not.
Looking
like a bum.
T-shirt.
I'm with a little ass kid.
Have y'all ever saw somebody, like, with some jeans on, but they're like... not necessarily printed, but it's got like gold and like dragons and shit on it.
Like
the
dazzle
you're talking about. That can't be Jimmy wearing them. Not an adult.
I mean, it's not even like
it's not bedazzled.
It's like jeans. It looks like some jeans that like somebody like 60-year-old, like 50 or 60-year-old dad would wear or something. Or it was just like he was a couple years older than me, like only like two.
Oh
yeah, like he was like two years older than me, and yeah, I just couldn't do it. Like it's just
you
I
didn't
just
do
look,
it
because
it's
the, no. That wasn't the only reason.
I ain't nobody with no dragons on
their pants. That wasn't the only reason. But like dragons on his pants. Don't act like that.
Like I just didn't understand.
I'm not even gonna tell y'all what I had to deal with before.
Oh no,
I'm not.
But that definitely was one, Tyra. That was a good one.
Y'all ain't never been with them hood boys who really didn't care what they wore.
No, see, my hood niggas care.
He used to wear tall tees and jabots.
But that was
tall tees and jabots. It was in
that was then. In. But let me tell you.
So it was.
And
in.
Then sometimes he would wear pajamas and Jordans.
Bye.
And tall tees.
Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
He met me at the mall. I kid you not. And he had on pajamas, SpongeBob pants. And I was just so...
Because that's not okay. That is not okay.
I think he was he was on drugs at this point. But
that's all right.
Nonetheless, he had on SpongeBob pants.
Speaking of drugs, you can't be shooting up no heroin or no shit.
It's a lot of people out here that do coke.
They sure do. You'd
be surprised. Yeah. It's a lot of people out here.
Yes.
I just can't wake up to be snorting some coke. Shit off my table. Like, what?
I don't think I can do anybody that's a super weed head. Like,
yeah.
Like, you
too much weed. There can be too much.
Like,
and I can't.
You're addicted to weed.
No, there was somebody I didn't talk to because they smoked too much. I can't. I was like, I can't.
They don't think they are, but they're very dependent.
You can't. Yeah, you can't go without it. No,
they wake up and do it. That's the first time. Right. You ain't ate no bowl of cereal, but you rolling up,
and then your breath stink,
and your lips stink,
and your lips is black.
Y'all
ain't supposed to be.
I can't. Your breath can't be.
They don't work.
I just cannot do it.
They smoke all day.
Waking up smoking and driving on the way to work.
Yes,
like I don't get that. Like what? Why?
I don't. But I wouldn't get a function. I'd be on my desk.
Like, is it really that deep?
It's that deep.
Like,
yeah.
Is it really?
I can't do nobody with no short temper because Jenny got something. Because we made them fall.
Revelation.
Like, we would really fight. If you have a short temper all the time, yeah, you quick to get angry all the time.
That's irritating. Yeah,
like, or you're never wrong. Mm-hmm. You always right.
Yeah, that's hard to deal with, yeah, too. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can't break that. We will fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be fist fighting. Okay. Dead ass. We fighting. Jenny, what you got?
I'm sorry, but I cannot do somebody with a jacked up hairline.
Nope. Oh,
I'm sorry. I can't. I dated somebody who, like, I mean, he would get haircuts or whatever, but he just didn't want to, like, line up his hairline.
Why not?
I don't know. He just said that that's how he liked the way his hair.
Oh, no, we can't do that, honey bun.
I mean, he had a hair, so it's like, you have a hairline, so why won't you, like,
He just wanted that scruffy look. That's just weird.
He just looked like a little kid. That's what it looked like. You know how, like, and it's like, you need
to. Come on, you got to have a nice little sharp line across the front. Come on now. Just get it nice and
Like, I guess it just wasn't important to him, but it's just like.
That, you look scruffy and
you
trifling.
You just can't look rough. Like, look bad.
Right. He just looked rough, and he would let his hair grow out, and it would just look. Like, get a haircut.
I can't date nobody with no facial hair. None.
That's just kind of weird. That's
I'm not going. That's, I need you to have something. Have a mustache, a goatee, a beard. Have something.
With that little thing under the lip.
Oh no, not that.
You gotta have more than the little.
I don't like those. I mean, it's okay, but it's like, cut it. Like, some people be have little hair just long and it's like kissing them.
They be twisting it.
It itches me.
I'm like, listen, what's that thing called?
I love beards.
No, I mean, the little lip thing. It's like a little.
Yeah, you know what it's called. I know.
And it's like.
With a goatee, it looks good.
It looks good with a goatee.
That
just looks weird by itself.
That's what Evan Ross said. Evan Ross had that little thing.
That's looking weird sometimes.
That's what you do.
It got a name?
It gotta have a name.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, though.
Have a name.
Yeah, I don't know what that was called.
Peanut, if you listening, what's that little thing called?
The little thing under your bottom lip, right in the middle. That little patch of hair. Tag us, let us know. Y'all got any other deal breakers? I've kind of eased up over the years. I mean, the ones that I have are pretty... You know,
common.
Yeah, just should come with the territory. Should go without saying that I don't want these things.
Right.
But yeah, y'all got any more deal breakers?
Like you said, I think mine were pretty common. It was just as I encountered them, I realized
real deep, right. Yeah.
You like, can't have bad or boring sex. I will not. I'm just not gonna go. I'm just not.
Yeah,
you can't bad just, or boring can't or yeah. None of those things is kind of important to me. So I'm not teaching you.
Yeah,
I'm not. You're too old to be teaching. I'm not teaching you anything. You should know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know. Yeah. Anybody else?
I mean, this is something that it's not. The people that I've talked to, especially as I've got older, they're mature, and so they just don't do this. But somebody who sags really, really low.
Oh, girl.
That
shit is so whack now.
That's
just so whack.
Why do you do that?
That's whack.
I just can't.
Anybody that I see like that, my face turns up automatically. I'm just like, why do you even still do that? Like, that's not even in anymore. Mm-mm. It's not.
Now I'm gonna say this, but it's not because I'm not saying that I wouldn't. It depends on the circumstances. But somebody who does not own a car and they're not like working towards trying to get one.
Yeah.
Like, I understand stuff happens. So it's like, just as long as you're trying to get one, but if you just okay with like
never having
somebody driving you around,
girl.
Y'all need to tell us some of y'all deal breakers, man. I know it'd be different ones out there.
Yes, let us know what we didn't mention, what we should have mentioned. At us at shenanigans_pod, or use # shenaniganspod. Or if you're any of our personal follower friends, you can always. You can always add us if you're in a sister friend chat on Facebook. You can always add us and talk about, or write on the page and talk about the podcast episodes and what you thought. And since we're on the subject of writing, still send us your dear sister friend letters, because yes, we've been doing full episodes and mini, so we will get to yours. You can send it to us at dearsisterfriend@thestrengthofshe.com. You will remain anonymous, of course. Anybody have any announcements? Okay.
Sorry, I just thought about it. How y'all feel about, I guess it depends on the circumstances again, but somebody who, you know, they work, they don't, you know, they don't have debt or anything like that, but they live, like, at home.
Nick lived at home. Nick lived at home.
I've dated people that lived at home.
Okay. He lives with his daddy.
Like, do you got your own entrance into the basement?
Hold on, wait a minute. I lived at home. I'm over here. I lived at home. What the heck going on? I did. Well, I was in school, too.
I lived at home.
I mean, I don't think that's a big, I don't think that's as big of a deal breaker as it may have used to be at one point, because I think some people look at it as you saving money, you not. I think maybe a few years ago, I think it would have been more of a deal breaker, but I think for a lot of people now, it's not as much. And like you said, it definitely depends on the situation.
Is it like a certain age, or
I was
at a bar and this dude was talking to me. He was 40 and he was really handsome. He was very nice looking, and that's way too old for me, but I was into him because he still looked young. He was cute, but then he told me he had a roommate, and I was like, bye. Like, I couldn't. Yeah. Like, you're 40 with a roommate.
Yeah, I'm about to say, when you get to a certain age, I do think that could be a deal breaker for sure. Like, you taking me home to your
mama house? And, yeah. But you know what, y'all? That depends on where you live, too. We live in Indiana.
Right.
In Indiana, that shit's unnecessary.
Fine. Yeah, you really don't have
but
to do
if
that.
You live in, like, New York or L.A.
Anywhere on the damn East Coast.
Yeah.
Or shit, West Coast, D.C.
Yeah, all that, that's we know that's pretty common.
It's expensive as shit. That's fine. I'm talking about Indiana.
Indiana, that's not necessary. That's not necessary.
And you need a car because there ain't no public transportation.
And you're right, you need a car.
Exactly. You ain't getting nowhere. You ain't getting to work.
We need more public
nothing.
Transportation, I do feel like.
They've been fighting for that.
Yes, I think we do need more public transportation. But yeah, y'all need your car, though. Y'all need your own car.
All right. Well, it's
a wrap.
That's the end of that. We'll catch y'all next time. Or maybe we won't. You never know.
You never know.
I just don't want them to get their hopes up, you know.
We'll be back, though.
We will be. So stay tuned.